Welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Happy Sober October. Little different today. No guest. I'm just going to go over some stuff. This is a preview, I guess, for my Patreon that I'll soon have. I've decided ads are no longer always feasible. Anyway, I'll get into that in a couple weeks, I guess. So, okay, I'm on the street, New York City, the East Village, where I live. It's my favorite neighborhood in New York. So, we have a Sober October contest, which is, you have to be sober, I guess, and they've teamed it with, like, last year we did yoga, hot yoga for a month, me, Joe Rogan, Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura. And just like last year, Joe Rogan has managed to hijack it and make it an event, a competition of stuff he was already doing in his life. So he was working out, so he's like, why don't we work out? Fat Tom had a heart rate monitor called the MyZone heart rate monitor, and he was like, why don't we do that? It measures effort. So I was like, hey, that sounds cool. And then they started complaining. I started doing okay. It's the first time I joined a gym in 15 years. Rogan started complaining, saying it was easy. Tom and Bert agreed with him. Now let me just break down exactly what they were doing, okay? This heart rate monitor, it gives point systems, so we're doing it based on points. So if you are in the 60 to 70% of your max heart rate, that is blue, that is 2 points a minute. 50 to 60 is, I don't know, gray, and that's 1 point a minute. 70 to 80, 70 to 79, you know what I mean, is green. Oh, shit, fucking jackhammer. Maybe I shouldn't do this here. Yeah, fuck it. And that's, what is it, 3 points a minute. And then 80 to 90 is yellow. 4 points a minute. 90 to 100, red. Also 4 points a minute. There's no incentive to be in the red as opposed to the yellow. Yet somehow, I'm always in the red, and those guys have never been in the red. I mean, barely ever. I'm crushing them on just reds. There's no question about that. You don't get any extra points for it, but you do get good effort out of it. So I decided to go in the red all the time. Bert, with his so-called Mickey Mantle gene, has complained. He said it's easier for Ari to get a workout in because he hasn't worked out in so long. So of course, when he works out, his heart rate goes higher. Okay, yeah, that's a possible explanation, Bert. For sure, that's a possible explanation. It can't possibly be because I'm lifting fucking 50 pounds less than you every time I move my leg. It can't be because you're clearly obese. You went back from last year to less than obese to right back to obese. It can't possibly be that. Oh, yeah, sure, it's just as hard. It's just as hard. Anyway, so Bert, what he does is he stays in the green. He likes to stay in the green. That's his fucking zone. The Mickey Mantle gene keeps him in the green. And he talks about the distance he does. I am never in the green unless I'm lifting weights. And they're going to complain that I take it easy? Just so you know what the green is right now, you can check. I'm sure we'll publish these reports at 7:40 p.m. East Coast time. I am doing this podcast. I am now at 74%. This is where Bert lives. I am recording a podcast, casually walking around the streets of New York, and this is where Bert gets all his points. He got 750 points yesterday. It was a record for points in a day from all of us. He was moving as fast as I'm moving now. So yeah, it must be because my heart rate is hard because I never work out. That must be the answer. It can't be because you're fucking taking it easy. By the way, I'm never in the green. I only do the green when I'm doing weights. I am always in the yellow or the red. So fuck off. Yeah, look at it. 1941 on the MyZone monitor. I'm now in the green for a little while. I'm getting points. Fucking stupid. Do I sound out of breath? Do I sound like I'm not doing a good podcast? I mean, I might not be, but let's do the sponsor read. Let's do the sponsor read, because that's how easy it is. I can do it while I'm gaining 3 points a minute. I thought it was one for blue, two for green, four for yellow. I fucking killed myself on a bike trying to get to yellow, punching as hard as I could. Fucking could barely walk for the next 2 days while Bert's just casually in the green at 3 points a minute. I know it's a few more points, but it's 33% more and not 100% more. It's a massive difference. Let's do the sponsor read. Okay, sure. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com, everybody. If you're in the hiring business, If you're an HR person, you're looking for the best candidate, why not choose ZipRecruiter.com? And if right now, if you go to ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic, you will get free. I got to stop so I can read this. Let's see. How do I open this up? Oh, okay. Opening options, standard, endorsed library. Premise. No, not premise. There are job sites that send you to tons of wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. You know what's not smart? Making the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan. You know what's not smart? Letting your friends pick your karaoke song, right? ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter.com is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from the hiring sites Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. That's ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic. ZipRecruiter.com, the smartest way to hire. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter isn't waiting for your candidates to find you. Yeah. Okay, thank you, ZipRecruiter.com. Guys, if you are hiring, if you're looking for somebody, your time is money. Let ZipRecruiter help you find somebody so you don't have to go fucking looking. It's way easier. All right. Thank you, ZipRecruiter.com/skeptic to support this podcast. All right. Back to the fucking episode. I've been working out hard. I've gone like almost every day. For real. Almost every day. It's been pretty cool. By the way, I'm at 73% now. Fucking fat ass Bert. The Mickey Mantle gene. How about the Myron Mantle gene? The Jewish gene. Which means get after it. God, it's like they expected me not to work out at all. And then when I did, they're like, let's change the rules. Bert is fucking the worst. Look at those guys' stats. See how much red they have. See how much red Bert has. What are you, fucking walking it? I've been in the green this almost this whole time. A little bit of blue. Oh, I hope you guys can check up on this. I hope you can check up on this and see how fucking many points I'm getting. Recording an intro to a pod. No, not an intro. The whole podcast. The only reason I'm out of breath is because I'm exasperated at how fucking shitty this is. Yeah, he worked out twice for 3 hours at a time. Walking? God damn. He's the worst. By the way, we've almost raised all the money to fucking pay for his debt to the kids. We're like $280 down from raising the fucking $10,000 we have to. Minus GoFundMe's percentage. We're really close. Maybe by the time this is out, we'll be done. I might read fucking a thank you from all the people who donated and fucking said something. Because Bert, as you know, pledged if he ran a marathon. I wonder how many points he would get to fucking waddle the marathon he ran. Oh, Ari has it easy because he hasn't worked out, so his heart rate goes up. You aren't fucking drug pills, man, because you're going to have a heart attack because of how fat you are. I mean, don't worry. I'll help. I'll donate to your fucking, to Georgia and Isla's college fund when you're gone. For sure, I'll help. I mean, you're my friend, so I'll take care of what I have to take care of for you. I'm the only one going hard. Those guys are going casual. No, Rogan's going hard. Rogan's going hard. He's not just doing, like, fucking fake cardio. He's also doing weights. Here or there. But that's it. Just him. God damn it. Where am I supposed to go here? Maybe go back here. Where the fuck am I, by the way? Where the fuck am I, for real? I've been walking and not thinking about it, and I'm just fucking not in the East Village anymore. I see a lot of ethnic people, and it is scary. Ooh, a local Latino boy doing skateboard tricks. Frightening. So I went to the Yankee game. Guys, I'm a fucking sucker. You know why they say, like, believe all women is a big campaign now? Or I believe women? Here's my response. I believe everybody. I'm gullible as fuck. So I wanted to go to the Yankee game. Here's all I spend my money on. My whole life, all I spend my money on. Dope food. Recording comedy specials. And Yankees playoff tickets. I'm at 75% right now, by the way, just so you know. Yeah, sure sounds like I'm struggling, right? This is why I'm not in the green unless I'm doing weights. Fucking Bert, Mickey Mantle, Gene. Fuck off. God, I don't hope you die in this event because I don't want it linked to me in any way. I hope you die in fucking December while I'm in Europe. Oh, by the way, I have a European tour coming up. Starting the 16th of November in Reykjavik, Iceland. Now it's raining. Okay, I gotta get fucking home. This is a bad idea to do when I knew it was gonna start raining. On that tour, November and December, I will also be in Manchester. I just moved to a bigger event, so if you saw, bigger room. So if you saw that I was sold out in Manchester, now tickets are available. Dublin, tickets sold out. I don't know, I might add a second show, but the theater they wanted to move me to is like, it's cost £9,000 to fucking rent, so I'm going to end up making like another like, yeah, like barely anything extra to do a shitload of work to get 800 people more in there. So I don't know, I might do a second show, I might not, but keep up on ariesthegreat.com for tickets. Brighton, almost sold out. London is, you guys, you got to get a ticket right now. It's going to sell out for sure. I mean, it's like, it might already be sold out, both those shows. Brussels, Belgium. Oh, that Brussels in Belgium. Brussels, where am I going? Where am I going? Wait, I got to cross here. Sorry. Brussels, oops, sorry. Where the fuck am I going? Oh, Berlin, December like 3rd. Copenhagen, Amsterdam. Stavanger, Norway. Oslo, Norway. Zurich. Tickets are available now. Jerusalem is being finalized. Perhaps. We're trying to get it done. I think it will be. Perhaps a storytelling show in Tel Aviv in December as well. Jerusalem will be in December. Zurich is December 9th. I don't know. And then I have Shooter that you guys are going to want to see. A live table read of Shooter with Danish and O'Neill and plenty of other guests. The script I wrote in college. It's so fucking embarrassing. I mean, it's going to be bad. Not the show. The show will be good, but the script is embarrassing. 73% right now. This is hardcore Bert working out. This is him claiming Mickey Mantle gene. For him to get his heart rate up at this percentage. Okay, well, how do I do this? Key hold. Turns out my SD card went full. So I lost an entire podcast I just recorded. I think I quickly emptied it in my apartment, went back to doing this. I did my ZipRecruiter read. I mocked Bert for his lack of trying. And I'm back out, you guys. I'm back out in the street, casually reporting a contest at Bert Kreischer and sometimes Tom Segura's speed. In the green. The green. Oh, I'm in the worst part of the fucking East Village. Wherever they got lights, I'm at 70%, by the way. Wherever they got lights out, like those lights that you wheel out to keep things lit, there's a reason for that. And the reason is, crime's gonna happen here. I mean, for sure, crime's gonna happen. So anyway, I'm out there. Again, you can check my stats if you want. It's now 8:06 p.m. on a Monday, the 15th of October, in the fucking worst contest that, by the way, I'm not doing again. A lot of people are inspired by Sober October, and I understand that. Rogan said he's gotten messages all over. Bert said he's gotten messages. It inspires people to get clean themselves. And honestly, if you're one of those people, kill yourself. I don't care. I'm not here to inspire you. I got roped into a contest with my fucking idiot former friends. I have no interest in it. October is the best drinking month in New York. Yeah, sure, it's easy for those guys to give it up. It's easy for those guys to be working out all the time. You know why? Because they have no lives. They have a family. Each one of them has a family and multiple children. Ew, by the way. That's a horror. If I have a nightmare, that's my nightmare. That I have two fucking children. And then all my time is spent caring for my fucking grown-up sperm. You know what I do every night? I'm out. I'm out drinking at the Comedy Cellar. I'm out walking around. I'm hanging out with my chick. I'm having a good time, you guys. Those guys' lives are boring, so of course they can easily do it. It's like they have no idea what it's like to actually have a life. They've forgotten. I get it. People forget things. It takes a while. It takes a while, and then eventually you start going like, oh yeah, that used to be my life. That's why I wanted to have this stupid bet and fucking bet a private jet. Private jet? You guys, the aesthetic you guys hold of fucking wealth and things that are like, it's like a Vegas aesthetic. Let's go fucking hardcore. That's not hardcore. Let's fucking enjoy our friendships. Anyway, so back to it. October's been fun. I should say this. So here's what I spent my money on. I don't have as much as them because I don't care as much about money as they do. I care more about happiness. They always joke. They're like, or you could have a lot more money if you wanted to. I'm like, yeah, but at what price? What price does that extra money cost? I mean, I've done the math, and I'm not really willing to pay that price. So you guys can if you want. I would love it. I love the money, but it's not coming at a bargain. Anyway, so what I do spend my money on, the money I do have, dope food. Recording comedy specials. I mean, I sink all my money into properly recording comedy specials. I could have made so much fucking more money off that Netflix thing if I didn't have fucking integrity about it. This integrity shit, man, it cost me too much. Not really. And Yankees playoff tickets. I'm in New York as a Yankee fan. I follow these guys as a childhood. Jim Abbott, Steve Sachs. I mean, I've always been a Yankee fan. I used to be able to quote all their stats. It was amazing. And they're in the playoffs, and I'm in New York, and I have a decent amount of money. So it hit me last year. I'm like, why am I not going to playoff games? And so I started going. And it's great. I went to the Oakland game. Went on Vivid Seats, which is like the one ESPN is connected to. So if you go, like, get tickets, it'll take you to Vivid Seats. But they charge, like, 25, 30% on top of the actual scalped ticket price. Like, you're like, all right, you know, $200 a ticket for fucking $130 tickets. I can do that. You're not marking it up like crazy. And then, like, wait, $270? What is that? But they do provide a service. And I was madder about them before than I am now. I still don't like Ticketmaster fucking jacking up the price for a fucking comedy show because they're not really offering a service. You know? The service that Ticketmaster offers you is that of... I mean, I'm sorry. The service that they offer for when it's a sporting event, a scalp ticket, is they're offering you safety. So I went and got tickets for the Red Sox-Yankees, one of the best rivalries in all sports. And I'm meeting them in the playoffs for the first time in like a decade almost, maybe more. I mean, they hate each other, and I hate the Red Sox. We used to own them for a long time, and then we didn't. But after that Oakland series, I looked online, and I was like, hey, where can I find fucking tickets? And the Craigslist tickets were face value. It was just people trying to get rid of their tickets. I even listed two of my extra tickets I had for the Oakland series just to get my money back. Didn't get a buyer, so I invited a couple friends for free. Luis Gomez is one of them. He left early. It was fun, though. It was still fun. Still worth it. But then I'm like, okay, for the next round, if they get there, and they did, they beat Oakland in a tight game. I was like, I'm going to Craigslist. So I found a guy. He said he had them, four tickets at face value, $225, selling me for $200 each. Because forget the service charge. Great. In the 200 and 220 section, which is like second, you know, section there. How do I get around this thing? Still walking around the East Village. So 70%, by the way, this is what Bert generally runs at. 70%. When he goes, I went 9 miles today, he's doing what I do. I'm not even bending my knees. That's a sign of straining, is taking your knees and bending them. So I got to assume Bert does not do that on his treadmill. This is actual real walking on the street, where I have to encounter people that are not of my race. Yeah, difficult. Not bending my knees. 74% right now. Anyway, so I was like, yeah, I'm getting them. Four tickets. He was going to meet me the night before. Verzi was going to come with me. Verzi's got a new comedy special coming out at some point at Comedy Central. Produced by Bill Burr and All Things Comedy. But he was like, well, let me know when you get the tickets. The guy was going to come meet me 12 a.m. His wife had a diabetic, attack or something. And he was like, I can't come. I was like, oh, fuck, man, I'm so sorry. But I was like, the only problem is, like, until I get the tickets, I can't make these guys, like, guarantee they're going to come. So I might not get the four. I might just get two. He was like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really sorry about your wife, though. He goes, yeah, I understand. I was halfway there. I had to turn around, which sucks, man. It sucks to be, like, beholden to someone like that where you're like, no, I'm saying it wrong. It's like when you actually care about somebody and then they go wrong, their body goes wrong, and you really do have to take care of them. It's like just a sucky position to be in. Anyway, met him the next day about 2 o'clock, went online. He says he's got hard copy tickets. Says, by the way, that's how we used to get tickets. Me and my brother used to go to fucking... I probably said this before, but we scalped Redskins Cowboys tickets. Redskins tickets, the season tickets were sold out for 20 years. You could pass them on to your children. That's how fucking sought after a ticket was. So they were $20 tickets back then. We finally got some for fucking 60. 60 apiece. Not bad. And 120 total. You know, it was a lot of money for kids in high school. I probably was in like, where was I then? Probably like ninth grade, and my brother was in seventh. I mean, barely high school, if that. We were about to buy him. The guy wouldn't let him look at us, you know? He's like holding him. It's like, just let me fucking hold him. Let me look, let me inspect him. You gotta know there's a weird situation. We're not gonna outrun you. Black guy, the two Jews are not gonna outrun you. That's just not in the cards. Anyway, 71%. And we were about to buy him. Like, all right, fine. This is the best we're going to get. Right then, a dude walks by with his kid. 7-year-old kid. He's like, hey, anybody want two extra tickets? I got two extra tickets at face value, $20 each. And we're like, fuck yeah, we'll take those. Dude, the scalper lost his mind. He was like, we'll never stop quoting this, me and my brother. We had a deal. We had a motherfucking deal. My brother was like, what deal? There was no contract. That's not how this works. We had a deal. We had a motherfucking deal. And so, we got the fucking $40 instead of $120 for fucking early high school kids. There's no question, bro. 75% right now. There's where Bert works out and claims he has the Mickey Mantle gene. And by the way, I won't go back to this. I won't do this again because I have pride. I take pride in the man I am and the man I've turned myself into. And the man I turn myself into does not take it easy and do workouts without bending his knees to win a contest. I've paid off every bet I've ever made, and I've done it with honor. Mickey Mantle was a racist, and he fucked his kids. That's who you are, Bert. You're emulating a man who fucked his kids. Anyway, so this guy shows up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, because I got to find... Now he shows up at 1 o'clock. I got to find somebody. I got to find these guys to say yes in, like, 4, 5 hours before we got to be at the game. 6 hours, 7 o'clock game. We gotta get in line by 6. It's 1-1. You know, we fucking took a home game in Boston. Huge. Gotta win. Gotta win. What time is it right now? Okay, I gotta go to spots. Anyway, guy shows up, 4 tickets. I looked at him. I looked online to see what the tickets look like. I mean, I did my due diligence. They looked exactly like that. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take 4. If not, I can scalp them at the game. I can get 200 apiece for them at the game. The $200 tickets. 225. Even better. And I don't mind sitting right next to somebody. If they go, well, I don't know, is it real? I'm like, come in with me. You know? Great solution. Great solution. So, what was I saying? Okay. He gets there. I see him. Third base side, a full section below where we sat for the Oakland game for fucking $250 apiece. In, by the way, the first round. Not even the second round. Oh, shit. Go the other way. What is this? Is this school? Okay, so. Looked at him, fucking fine. I got him. Okay. Then I talked to Justin, my agent extraordinaire. Guys, he's not taking low-level clients anymore. I got lucky. Dude, Justin went... Okay, here's how Justin got all his clients. Me, Diaz, Callen, Renazizi. Here's how he got us all. There was this theory going around Hollywood that the Comedy Store was not worth going into. He was started as a fucking promoter of music shows. And then he got a job as an assistant and to Rich Super, who's a great agent himself. Somebody who's really embraced like what it means to like enjoy his life over just work. Always smile on that guy, Rich Super. He got an assistant job for him, and he's like, well, it's time to find my own clients. That's what assistants do. So he's like, hey, how about the Comedy Store? I grew up in, you know, around this neighborhood. Comedy Store was always a place to go, and they're like, nah, nobody goes to the Comedy Store. And he goes, really? Why? He goes, we just don't go there. The Comedy Store was a fucking hole, you guys. It was a hole. So when that, like, Ansley B talks to Bert and says, how come women aren't allowed there? Where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you when it was a great place to work out and it was fucking six people on a Tuesday and Wednesday and it was open doors? And now that it's popular, I want in? Fuck off. All of you, the men and the women, fuck off. It's my club. It's not your club. It's my club. I made it. You didn't. Anyway, back to angry. 74%. You know, if you hold your breath during this, Bert, you can even get more points. Fucking loser. Tom, you're not much better. I barely see any red from you at all. Fucking challenge yourself. At least Rogan, when he's not getting reds because he's lifting weights. He's going hard on weights. Weights I get, but you'll see some up and down if weights. I go, if you guys look at these, you'll see the up and down. That means weights. That means like periods of heavy breathing, periods of recovery. If it's straight, that's cardio. And you'll see Bert and Tom pretty much. Tom goes in the yellow at least. Bert's barely ever in the yellow. Mickey Mantle, Gene, my ass. Yeah, win your contest, but I'll win the war. And the war means being alive in the year 2029. Anyway, so... what was I going to say? Oh, got these tickets. Sorry. So Ed Brook was like, well, I guess I'm not supposed to go into the Comedy Store, but I don't know why. So I think I'm just going to go in. And he went in and he found all these comics who were unrepresented. Renna Zissi was in between year two and year three of The League. A great television show. Couldn't find an agent to send him on the road. He's a great comic. He's a solid, great comic. And he couldn't find somebody to send him on the road. He would just get headline gigs here or there. But never anything standard or, like, regular. And Justin went in, he signed him. He signed Diaz. He signed Callen, Dove, Brett Ernst. Signed me later. Eventually met me through Renna Zissi at one of the League premieres. I think he was signed some other people too. Don Mariri had, I guess, from someone else, from Stuper. Anyway, signed us all. So I talked to Ed Brook. And Ed Brook goes, oh, his tickets are fake. I'm like, what do you mean they're fake? You haven't even seen them. He goes, oh, no, dude. Even if they're real, which I doubt, all he has to do is transfer the tickets to someone else online, and then those tickets are worthless. You know, they come with hard copy tickets, but once you can sell them, and you don't have to sell them live, you sell them online. So you can just do that from behind you. And I realized I had Rams tickets, and I would sell a lot of them. I made my money back. I ended up going to like three Rams games, sold the other five, made all my money back. So it's worth it, you know. Not this year. Maybe when they move to the new stadium. But anyway, so he goes, yeah, they could just transfer them. Those tickets are worthless. I'm like, motherfuck. And I told Verzi, I'm like, I got tickets. Like, really? He goes, there's a chance it might be counterfeit. And then I texted him back, and I'm like, dude, the more I think about it, these are definitely fake tickets. And he goes, oh, man, I'm so sorry. If we go the next round, you know, we'll go then. And so I invited Chris Milhouse. We went. I was like, let me get rid of two of these tickets. I had a moral conundrum. Do I sell tickets once I know they're counterfeit? And the answer is no, I'm not going to do that. But when I still had hope that they might not be counterfeit, yes, I sold two. Two scalpers. How much did I get for them? 300 total. For two tickets. So of the 800 I spent, I'm now down 500. Waited in line with Milhouse. So whatever, 250 a ticket's no bad, not bad at all. Still okay. Waited in line, Milhouse recorded it, and the guy scanned the tickets. You know how it goes from like red to like then when it scans it goes green or blue? Never changes colors. So fake O tickets. Dude, I fucking told that guy how sorry I was about his wife. I mean, people are worried about getting scammed in Thailand, and you should be. You should be wary of the scams that are in whatever country. But the idea that our country is somehow better, somehow less likely to fall prey to the same situation, same scams, is ridiculous. I got straight up scammed. Trying to find tickets at face value there, wasn't happening. We went on Vivid Seats or Ticketmaster. And we paid the extra. They were $199 each for the section we sat on the first time, the 300 section. They charged an extra $50 a piece, 25% extra, $100 extra total. Millhouse gave me $200 for the one face value, which he said he was going to pay for the one I bought for $200, which is fine. I get it. I have some money. So how much I am spending on my ticket? Millhouse gave me $200. Spent $500 for the two worthless ones, plus another $2,500. So $800 for a ticket for the Red Sox to drub the Yankees. 17-1, I think the score was. 16-1. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. They said Severino hadn't gotten the fucking, what's it called yet? Had not gotten the, what am I doing here? I thought I got recognized, and I don't want to be doing that. They said Severino had fucking tipped off pitches, and they said he wasn't warmed up. He said he warmed up 8 minutes before his first pitch, because he thought it was an 8:15 game instead of a 7:40 game.
Oh, sorry, buddy. My bad.
Getting run over by bikes. This guy cannot be going any slower. I mean, I'm walking with him on a bike. He's on a bike. I'm walking and I'm catching up to him. I'm going to go around. Oh, no, he's going around. Great. Thanks. Good job. Dude, I get angry at people walking at their regular pace. This city, it makes me so mad. There's too many people. It's not natural. It's really not natural. Anyway. Yeah, it was terrible, but fucking whatever. Lesson learned. I guess I got a story out of it and it helped with this podcast, but fuck. So annoying to fucking... So anyway, when I shit on Ticketmaster for charging 25 up to 40% extra for comedy show tickets, I'm not coming off that. That's fucking bullshit. You offer a service of brown paper tickets, that's for 3%. But for sporting events, when you're scalping a ticket, or anything where you're scalping a ticket, for sure, Ticketmaster, Vivid Seats, StubHub, though they do offer you for that 25%, is security. I'm not going Craigslist anymore. There's just no way. I would go Craigslist and then find the guy and say, transfer me the ticket right now, and then I'll pay you. But I ain't trusting anybody anymore, especially not in New York, fucking scam city. There's no way. All right, 134... 8:30. 134 points, 135 points for this podcast that I've recorded. This is the good workout that Bert's doing. Just so you know. When he starts claiming that, hey, how fucking powerful he is. By the way, I don't know if I said this in the intro. We got the money. We're like about $280 down from raising the money that Bert said he was going to pledge to those children. We got a $3,000 pledge from somebody. I think his name is Eric. You know what I'm going to do? At the end of the podcast, I'm going to read all the fucking quotes and give up thanks for all the people who pledged money to cover Bert Kreischer's debt that he promised to those sick children. And I went, and the people spoke, and they said, that is not okay, Bert. That is not okay what you're doing to abuse them. Some of those children died. In the interim between you said you give them the money, and they could have had a nice Christmas present, to now, they are dead. So congratulations. They died with a frown on their face. But the people spoke and they said, we won't take it anymore. We'll do what we can to make up for the injustices of the world. The injustices of the Kreischers. Not Leanne, it's not your problem. You make great jam. But the Berts. The problem people. Problematic should be the name of Bert's next podcast. And he just should say on there everything he's normally doing in his life. Because he lives in a problematic way. All right, so, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it up for all the people who fucking who gave. I'll go online. Whoop, 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 whoop. Red light. Oh, by the way, just picking it up at the pace right now, if you go to 827.55, you'll see I just went from 70 to 74% from not even running across the street, just double timing the walk across the street. That's what Bert's doing. Congratulations, man. You won. You're going to win. Nah, no problem. Way to go. Way to fucking work hard. But we all know who's really winning. The people who work hard at their fucking physique. People who work hard and try to live their lives. I mean, their whole lives. Till their kids graduate high school. Actually, that's not... Yeah, I don't have kids. But anyway, the point is, I'm fucking winning this event. You can say the points all you want, but I fucking won. Yeah, John Jones lost to that fucking deaf guy. Shut up. Everybody knows who wins things, and everybody knows that I'm beating Bert and Tom. Rogan at least is working hard and doing his fucking normal workouts. He's straining hard, as am I. I don't even want to keep these points. I will, just to offset the 750 he got by fucking casually doing this walk for 4 hours, you know, while reading a fucking book. Probably didn't even watch a movie. Probably just read a book, like with the actual words. Plus the books that Bert reads with his fucking uneducated Florida trash mind probably have big lettering, so he could probably read them while he's doing this walking. What am I going to say? Oh, okay, so I guess that's it. I guess that's a podcast. Oh, I didn't say my dates, motherfucking fuck. I'm going all through Europe. I don't know how to say these. Well, I got Shooter, the live story, by the way, if you're coming to the Storyteller Show in Phoenix, on October 27th, dress up. The topic is scary stories. So feel free to wear your costumes, your Halloween costumes, break them out early. It is a Saturday before Halloween, so it's costume day. So dress up. I'm not going to be. I will be dressed up for the October 30th Storytelling Show, also scary stories, at the Comedy Cellar. The Village Underground has their normal lineup, so I'm actually doing this Storytelling Show at the Comedy Cellar. You can show up and try to get standby tickets. All the reservations are gone, but I don't think people actually pay to make reservations ahead of time, so people might not show up. That's possible. But I'm really excited about that, about doing Ari Shaffir's renamed Storytelling Show in the actual Comedy Cellar. Pretty fucking cool. And then my European source. Oh, no, so Shooter, November 11th with Danish and O'Neill. We're going to do a live read of the script I wrote in college. You've heard me talk about it tons of times. It's going to be bad, you guys. I'm really sorry. I fucking suck. But we're doing it. So, anyway. And then all the way through, I start November 16th in Reykjavik, Iceland. Really excited. I'm going to see Ari Eldjarn again, and his wife and his kid. I'm excited about that. And then I move on to Brussels, Amsterdam, Copenhagen, Stockholm, Stavanger, Oslo. The Manchester gig has been moved to a far bigger venue, so it was listed as sold out before, but now it's got tickets available. What else? Oh, Dublin sold out. I don't know, guys, they wanted me to do a theater, sell 800 more tickets for an extra, like, almost no money because they charge £9,000, excuse me, like £12,000 for the venue rental. And I'm like, nah, not worth the work. I'd rather just have a great show. Maybe I'll add a second show. Maybe we'll find a theater to move it to, but I have a feeling not. Zurich, Jerusalem is about to be finished. Tel Aviv will be finished soon, the Storytelling Show. Both in December, 69%, and we're back. Okay, great. That's how hard Bert Kreischer works out. Just so you guys know, that's how hard Bert the Man works out. Berlin, December 3rd. Man, I'm probably most excited about that gig. And maybe Jerusalem too, actually. Possibly Jerusalem. You gotta think that's fucking gonna be great. To do Ari Shaffir Jew in Jerusalem. By the way, unless it's a storytelling show or those shows, the big shows at Phoenix with Callan and Shaw, which I think those sold out or almost sold out in October in Phoenix, it'll always be Ari Shaffir Jew. That's what I'm presenting all the time now. My workout sets in town, LA and New York, are gonna be whatever I feel like doing, but if I'm doing an hour, it'll be Ari Shaffir Jew. That's it. 150 points is what I just got. Can you hear that? That's the sound of me breathing normally. For 151 points. That's the sound of me breathing normally. Stavanger, Oslo, Zurich, Copenhagen, Brussels. I don't know where else. I want to go to Helsinki, but I'm not. Maybe another time. All right, you guys. I'm actually going to run for an hour. At least 40 minutes. Do some like real working out. Fuck Bert. Fuck Tom. Fuck Joe. Oh, I'm sorry. I pronounced the name wrong. Fuck Job, Tim, and Brad. I'm getting in shape. You guys are fucking faking it. I will go back to getting in the yellow and the red, which means working out hard and doing weights, which gets my body in shape, not for points. I'm working out hard. I'm going by the spirit of this contest and not the fucking letter of the law. Who would have thought that Bert was going to be the one with the Mickey Mantle gene to cheat his way to the top? To fucking go like, oh, yeah, oh, I don't know how he does it. He must not have worked out. Yeah, maybe that, maybe that, maybe that. It's for sure. It's for sure not your 240 pounds as opposed to my 176.4 this morning, down from 183. I'm for sure it's not that, right? Yeah, it can't be that. It can't be that you take up, that you have to have a king size bed instead of queen because you take up too much room. Yeah, all right, enjoy. But this is why we're not doing fucking giant money bets, because you guys are going to fucking... I'm taking monumental effort to work out for the first time in 15 years, and you guys are fucking slacking. Show me your red. All right, I'm going to give up thanks right now to all the people who donated to cover Bert's bet. We're almost done. I assume once this is out, we'll get the last of the fucking donations. Just a couple $100 left if it's not done already. And great job for all of you for donating and covering Brad's terrible, terrible faked pledge to the children of Children's Hospital LA. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, I'll just pause it and I'm going to read all these. Okay, cool. Thanks. Thanks, you guys, for coming on this casual walk with me to get 153 points. Pff, fucking Bert. Fucking Bert. Okay. Huh. Well, I finished that stupid fucking Bert type workout. Did a real workout for a while and then closed with another Burt workout. And then later at night, after my cellar spot and my frantic spot, I went and did another full workout, but like running and then a bunch of weights. So the gauntlet I'm throwing down to you, Kreischer, and then to a lesser degree, Segura, is have some honor. Go hard and not just for the points. And Rogan, don't fall prey to Bert's shit idea of what fucking competition is. You work out hard the way you do, not the fucking easy way. Go as hard as you can, the way Ari does. Myron Mantle gene, the Anne Frank gene. The gene that makes us survivors. God, I'm worn out. I almost threw up my last two times working out, not counting that fucking garbage Bert workout. I'll never do that again, by the way. That was just to prove a point. I won't be doing that again. Anyway, as promised, we are now at, for the GoFundMe.com/EvilBert, we're now at 10,681 of 10,961. That is a quick, easy Jew math of $280 down from getting the $10,000 to Children's Hospital. Kevin Van Ekeren, $3,000 he gave. Bert gave $0. Of course, Kevin Van Ekeren's bigger than, but even here, the last guy who gave, Ted Konopka, $10. Hey, that might not be nearly as much as fucking Kevin Van Ekeren's $3,000, but it's $10 more than fucking fat ass gave. So, with that in mind, with everyone's generosity, I'm now going to read every comment that was left on this GoFundMe page. I assume by the time the day is over, we will have the 10,000 total dollars that the what do we have to get to? 10,960, the $280 we have left to get. See more. See more. Ooh, there's a lot of comments. I'm just going to read them in order. Let's do it that way. Okay, here we go. Starting 4 months ago from Cancerous Child. Fuck your Bert. I hope you get gout. Casey Ligoni. Fuck Bert. Unforgivable. Agreed. Alex Swain. Bert is a monster. Couldn't be said it better myself. Jacob Droshka. Bert, you should be ashamed of yourself. Shame on you, Bert. Well said. Tanner 202. Herbert. Hey, probably match this fundraiser, Bert. Ari, if you're trolling, it's great. If not, very sad. No, I'm not trolling. I'm actually raising money for sick children to cover my friend. I guess I'll still call him my friend. Horrible, horrible idea of a fucking way to get Twitter followers. Eric Miracle, doing my part to pick up Bert Slack. Big thanks to Ari for thinking of the children. Hey, thanks, Eric. Really, I'm selfless. Jeremy Wright, such a shame. How can Bert hate sick children? He saved $30,000 by not drinking last October. Have a heart. Donate just a third of those savings like you promised to. That's right, Jeremy. You're absolutely correct. Oscar Valencia, we care about the kids even if Bert doesn't. Hashtag Death Squad. Jay Clark, fuck fat Bert. Piece of shit. Man, I agree with you. The Wrestling Kith, Bernd Kreisler is a liar and a fraud. Ooh, ouch, but true. Alan Kurtzinger, try it out. What? Try it out. Jeff Alston, Bernd is a fat disappointment. Wow, Bernd, sad. He's got a good point there, Bernd. Hayes Bork, disgusting. Hashtag ban Bert. I'd agree. If we could ban him from life, it'd be wonderful, but God will take care of it in the next 4 or 5 years. Ryan Russell, good job on the marathon, Bert Kreiswelch. That's a sort of a positive one towards Bert. Benjamin Siragusa, for the kids. Very kind of you, Benjamin. Daniel Kosowski, Bernd is morbidly obese. I gotta disagree with you. He's just obese. Let's not exaggerate. He is obese, though. He's medically obese, but he's not morbidly obese. But don't downplay the fact that he is, by all medical standards, obese. Jack Fozard, been glassing over the comments. Brent Crystals has been putting out there. Is he high, or did he just have too much moose soup? He definitely pledged to donate. Just like he can definitely do a marathon easy at 550 pounds and counting. Oh, my abs hurt. My newfound working out abs that I do fucking hard work on hurt in the blue only. This is an unstoppable man. Why should we stop at his wallet? Come on, Bert. You looking to make kids die because of the money you need to stay fat? Wow, Jack Fozard. Hard, hard hitting. Patrick Redegar, classic bargain kimchi. Dr. Jones, you call him Dr. Jones, doll, an excerpt from Short Round in the American classic Temple of Doom. And then there's a picture of No Time for Love, Dr. Tones. You click on it, what happens? Nothing. Fat Bird posts. Absolutely disgusting with that picture of Fat Bert. Bert's face on that fat guy with the pizzas and stuff on the bed. John Papel, I wish Bert Kreisler would think of the children instead of Tito's vodka. Well, good luck, John. It's not going to happen. Mark Brenner, I think Bert wants all children to die. That's possible. Vaughn Twinkabouter, Barnt Kremsner is fat. Yeah, simple and true. Kona wins. Keep it Kona. All right. Self-promoting. Parker Meridian. I'm not saying Bert is a liar, but he's not very honest. I'm not saying Bert is a narcissist, but he's not very empathic. Empathic? Should be empathetic, maybe. I'm not saying Bert is boring, but he's not very entertaining. Well, good points, Parker. Emily Daniels. Oh, a woman. What a horrible person. Hope the kids will be okay. Well, Emily, unfortunately, not all those kids are okay. Many of them are still sick, and some of them died. And of those people who died, I'm sure one or two died from disappointment that Bert filled them with. Sean White. Oh, the fucking snowboarder and skateboarder. Bert is a national treasure. Next one is, Ari is a Welsh. All right. Comment, Ari is a Welsh. All right, all right. Bert is still fat, and no one is surprised. Good comment, Bert is still fat. S. Hackett. I can't believe Bert. What a shame. I know, man. It's disappointing to all of us. Eric Fleming. I can't run a marathon and chill a man cave. I don't look great in a Speedo, but at least I can do my part to help the children. The children. True, Eric. You're better than Bert Kreischer. From fat, so fat. My child has AIDS from secondhand cigar smoke and star fucking. Shame on you, Bart Kreischer. Man, I agree with you, fat. So fat. Bert is fat. Fat Bert has gone too far. Manish Malhotra. He is fat and he hates kids. Frowny face. Yeah. Manish, I assume you're typing in from India. I'm sorry that you guys heard about it all the way over there, but it's true. John Kemmler writes, and Fat Tom just keeps buying German cars. Well, fair enough, but here's the next comment from a guy named Tom Segura, who did donate over $199. Tom Segura, my fat, selfish friend Brent made a promise that he broke. So here we are taking care of things for him. This happens a lot because he forgets what he says. Parentheses, brain damage. Hopefully he'll see this and remember the kids and give the money he said he'd give to help them. But he is fat, so... Tom, man, I know you helped raise all that money on Christmas time for the kids. What a fucking wonderful, wonderful thing to have that toy drive. Spend all that money on toys for them. And you said you'd do it and you did it. How are you friends with this guy? Mike Ferrara. Malok the Loveless, a.k.a. Fat Bert. Don't know what that means. Derek Atkins, just a heartless fat bastard. Shame on you, Bert. I mean, they are children. Derek, you're absolutely right. There's no getting around that. Ryan McCartney, Trick love the kids. Bert does not. I don't understand what Trick love the kids means. Maybe it's something from popular podcast Your Mom's House, which I'll promote because that's the only podcast of these people in the group here that don't fucking say they're going to do something and don't. Wait, oh no, Rogan too. I'll promote Rogan's podcast too. Richard Morgan. I was going to go out to lunch with this $20, but I'm giving to sick kids now. Bert is hurting sick kids and now me. Shame on you, Bert. Richard, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you couldn't go out to lunch. That Bert caused you that pain. Anthony Whitman. Bert is fat. Is this recording? Yes. And selfishly wants his wallet to reflect his gut. Nice one, Anthony. Wesley Baccaro writes, Ari, you don't know me, but out of the group, I've always been an admiration to you. Oh, now it's kind of settled. You're great, man. Fuck Bert. Wow. A compliment to me and an insult to Bert. That is fucking tits, bro. From Bert is fat, think of the children. Yeah, I don't think he's gonna, man. He doesn't think of his own children. He barely fucking... I mean, if you call... Ow, I'm sore. If you call hangover fucking be quiet parenting, then I guess he's a parent. John Dickens, right? Bert, fat and evil as he plainly is, robs sick children while gorging himself on Blue Apron and podcasting with celebrities from his decadent man cave. He is a gluttonous stain on the national conscience and must be stopped. John Dickens? More like Charles Dickens, you write so well. Frederick Leto. It's a shame that I have to compensate for the evil nature of Bernd, but I will do my part. With love and care from Sweden. Oh, they're finding it out in Sweden. A socialist country. Still, that's how you get together. That's how socialism works. You get together and everyone takes care of the problems. Phil Sari writes, Ari Shafir's for the children. Bert is fat. Two truths, bro. Two truths. Kermit D. Friels II. You will not win. A lonesome Jew following the dark arts never does. Our plan is already in motion. That's worrisome. Mark Ellisor writes, how dare you, Brent Crystals? You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah, you're kind of mirroring the thoughts of a lot of people. That's not the word I'm looking for. What's the word where you yell out? Echoing. You're echoing the words of a lot of people, and hopefully he'll listen to this and be ashamed of himself. Maybe he'll even give that last $280. It's a long way from the $10,000 he owes, but I have a feeling the rest of you will step up before him. Bernd Krishna. The only thing, another one from India, I guess, the only thing that fat slob hates more than children is sobriety. I probably agree with that. Chris Russell. Ha ha ha. You're the best, Ari. Well, thanks, Chris. I try. Isla Duggan. Oh, second woman. If Ari's upset enough about it to do all this, I guess a few bucks is not too much to ask. Yeah, man. Isla, you're absolutely right. It's not too much to ask, and I appreciate you donating that. Wouldn't it be amazing if Bert could have helped? Augustine Pun Smith writes, shame on you, Brett Christmas. Yeah. I mean, well said. Got the name right. Angela Conforti. Oh, we're getting all sorts of women now. Get your life, Brent. Get your life. Eric, what does that mean? What does that mean? Eric Durkin. Bar. Why are you so fat while these kids are so sick? It's a good question. It should be the reverse. Sam Howard. How could Bert Chrysler do this? Because he doesn't feel anything, man. That's how. It's sociopathy. Frank Tuttle. I'm giving up on a couple of packs of Newport menthols in order to donate. I love you, Bert Kreischer. I agree with everything except the love you have for him. Jason Agolnik. Blart Scheister is human garbage. Jason Agolnik, again, echoes his own statement saying Bart Scheister is human garbage. Yeah. Bernd Chrysler. Ooh, you think it's him? Maybe. He does write, I spent all the money on lard and vodka. I don't care about the damn children. That does sound like Bernd Chrysler. Michael Bogner writes, come on, buddy. Come on, Bert, buddy. Be a good guy and do it. Sorry, man. This was 4 months ago and he didn't. Just didn't listen to what the fans say. Porsche VR, poor form, Bert. Agreed, Porsche. Alex Huey, why are kids dying when Brent Chrysler is still alive? Alex, I don't know. Why do bad things happen to good people? It's a question as old as time. Rob Smith, oh my Lord, praise Jesus. I just feel so sorry for the children. What type of person would let that many children down? Huh? Somebody from Florida. Jay Hayes, fuck Bert. Simple and true, Jay. Amir Fanjiro, typical. Yeah, right? You're in the Middle East. You're in fucking Saddam Hussein's fucking regime, and you still understand how terrible it is. Ryan Holgren, not an alcoholic and care about children. Well, two things, Bert's not. Mackenzie Spala, what a fat, evil bastard. To translate for everybody, Mackenzie means Bert. Chris Olsen, I guess the only not fat about Bert is his bank account. Sad. Yeah, Chris, it is sad. Oh, Bert Kreischer, maybe it's him again. I wanted to give $1, but the minimum is $5. Can I get $4 back? Fucking asshole, that's really you. Fucking asshole. People are really trying. You're a fucking asshole. John Santos, he's probably at home watching his own comedy special. He does like himself. You guys are funny. Vance, how many more do I? Oh, I'm like a third of the way in. Vance Hines, I'll get to everybody. Vance Hines, hashtag Bert the inspirational comedian, hashtag Bert inspired me, hashtag inspired by Bert, and then a picture of Bert and a bunch of other fucking fat fucks. You're all going to die before you're 50, by the way, maybe 55. Hollis Fritz, Bernd Chrysler, think about the kids. He's not going to, Hollis. Oh, Simon Richmond writes simply, Ari is greater than Bert, with the little, instead of greater than, with a little arrow. Thanks, man. And he also capitalized all the letters in my name, lowercase all the letters in Bert's name. I care for that. Francisco Diaz, for them kids, Bert. Francisco, you've got a heart of gold, unlike some people we know. Dan Bergman, shameful behavior, Brett Crenshaw. He's called the machine because he has no soul. Very funny, Dan. Scott Mobley, WTF, think of the children, Bert. Guys, he's not going to think of them. He doesn't even care about his own children. Lourdes Menendez, fuck this guy. Yeah, Lourdes. Agreed. Alex Brent, I'm about halfway through. Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. How could you let down those kids? You were my hero, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2. You're my fucking hero. Oh, you're calling him Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2? Fucking solid. Jason Brumler. I can't wait for the podcast where you all get together on Rogan's podcast and discuss how out of hand this challenge got. Well, it's November 5th. Cody Lenberger. Lenbearer. Bushcraft party boys always follow through. That's why Bernd didn't. He's not the Bushcraft type. Ask any mommy and they will agree. Bernd Chrysler is just too fat to follow through. Also, Bernd, please stop talking about guns. It makes you look like a moron. Please stop and go take some classes. Cody, your demeaning attitude I would normally have a problem with, but when it's directed towards Bernd, I have no issue with it. James Cerrone. No, that's Donald. Fat Bert can suck a fat one. Way to fucking, that's good alliteration, sort of.
Harrison Woolrich, see you in September. I guess you saw him somewhere in September. September's over now. Joe Graves, Bert is fat and evil. These children didn't choose to get cancer, but this evil fat ass did choose to shamelessly use their cancer to garner social media followers. Joe, that's the whole thing. You're absolutely right. That's the whole issue that anyone has with them. Andrew Fitzgerald, simply, hashtag, Bert is fat. That's totally true, unless you get that hashtag going again. Scott Mazelin, Bert likely looks like he's more into eating children than helping them. Nice one, Scott. Rod Felsheim. Oh, man, I'm tired. Bert is Beelzeblub. Ari is the real Jesus. Fuck yeah, Rod. I love that. Thank you. Matt Cronin. Bert is fat and evil. And then there's a picture of Bert making a muscle, and the meme just says, I suck. Matt, fucking, I hope you made that. Mark Schreiber, shame on Bernd Kreisler. His sponsor, Tito's Vodka, should be made aware of his behavior towards sick kids who, if cured, will be future consumers of their products. Probably not, but fingers crossed. Mark, let's all hope. Unfortunately, a lot of those future consumers are dead now because of Bernd's fucking awful, never intended pledge. Mitchell Baldridge, disgusting Bart Kreisler. Yeah, Mitchell, disgusting. Matt Spellacy, not what I'd hope for from fat Bernd Kreisler, but I must say, I'm not surprised. Rich Voss made it clear about what addiction can do to someone, and Bernd's gut is testament to the severity of his addiction. So what else can we expect from the degenerate? Thankfully, Ari and the Water Champ stepped in to pick up the slack. You're welcome, Matt Spellacy. Andrew Leitner, Ari rules, Bert drools. Dude, fuck yeah, Andrew. Bert does drool, and I appreciate the compliment about me ruling. Jason D. Woodward, give, send, go, take $0 per donation. All right, well, I didn't know about it. These people take a fucking shitload, so I have to raise another $900. But only $280 right now. Jim Johnston, Bert is fat and a twat. Oh, way to throw in a twat, Jim. Andrew Sherwood, thanks for letting us know about this, Ari. Bert is fat. Brett is fat. Brett is Welsher. Yep, he sure is. I've paid off all my bets. Except a couple on Punch Drunk that I'm going to pay off on Friday and then next Tuesday. Fernando Diaz. Bert originally made this pledge thinking the kids would be old enough to party with him after a set. Mistake. What a surprise. The machine has no feelings. Again, with the machine not being able to have feelings, being a fucking machine. Doug Gay. I'm an adult father compelled to help keep... I'm an adult father compelled to help keep a promise to sick children that another adult father should have kept himself. Shame on you, Bert. I hope at this point he does feel shame. Sam Jux, Asshole of the Year Award. Oh, if there was one, he'd get it. 2 years running. Gonzalo Patini Zanelli. Bert blows. Ari's the OG Puerto Rican rattlesnake. Thank you. That's a double insult, Gonzalo, to Bert and Luis Gomez. Jason Williams writes, God damn it, Bert. I admired you. Lost faith, but you can redeem yourself. He didn't. Kyle Phillips. Bert is selfish in his eating behavior. Yeah, he eats his fucking the kid's money. AJA. Fat plus liar times child killer equals Bert. I like your math. Fuck. I don't have many more of these. Okay. Oh, then I got to upload. No editing, though. No intro. Dinah Crane. I hope Bert comes around and does his part. Thanks for doing this, Ari. Unfortunately, Diana, your hope went unfulfilled. Chase Wheeler, as our president would say, sad. No, now, new low, Bert. New low. Sorry, I don't know how to do a Trump impression. Michael Tully, I wonder if Bernd Kreisler swims in a room full of Tito's and sick children's hearts. Oh, and Florida State sucks, you troglodyte. They do. They're not that good this year. Hope that hurts you, Bert. Chad Tubert. Every day that passes, Bird eats so much food that other people could eat, especially the children. Pains me to know, and to know that this person won't even donate 10,000 of his money that he earns acting like a sick child. This is the United States of America, and Bird is a travesty to everything this country was ever built upon or will ever be built upon. Well, Chad, there's only you only get built upon once. Dean Gray. Bert is like a fat version of Scrooge McDuck. Ooh, nice, Dean. I never thought of it like that, but I guess you're right. Scott Gallagher. Come on, Bert, geez. Simple and direct. Harry McNamara. Brent Crystal should be ashamed that his children get the benefit of his Travel Channel millions while he leaves skinny Jews like Ari to go hungry. Oh, man. I meant the children. No, no, I'm pretty hungry right now. Barnes Gristle writes, PSA to Bert, we're on to you. You can no longer deny your hatred for children. Also, you're not a real comedian, just a shirtless storyteller. Dude, I normally defend comedians, but I don't know. Not today. Burnt Crystals writes, Mickey Mantle Gene, my ass. True. True. He fucking talks about that shit, but it does not go with his ability to pay off debts. Jeremy First, Burnt Chrysler can die of gonorrhea and rotten hell. Want a cookie? Way to turn it around, Jeremy. Maxwell Wilmarth, those poor children. Thank you, Mr. Shafir, for picking up Burt Christchurch's slack. Christchurch. There's so many creative names. Andrew Batson writes, Bert doesn't care about dying children. And then here's like a fucking picture of him being fat on stage at the Ice House. Hey, he, Zeus. God bless you, Ari. Goddamn Bert Chrysler spending children's money on Tito's and cigars. Shame on you. True, Jesus. If you could do anything about it, if you know God, tell him. Don't let Bert in 7 years. Ryan Loftus, fat comic Bart Crystals is an evil person and will die soon from alcoholism. Oh, yeah, but also heart disease. Burst chemo. I will be boycotting Travel Channel and Adolph's Open Mic and Barbecue, where Brent was a regular, for Brent's atrocities. Wait, what? There's not a real place called that. I would love to go there. Dylan Rollins writes, pay up, Burnt Chrysler. Sorry, Dylan, he let you down. Barnt Chrysler writes, pretty pathetic. Sarah Norris, fucking Bert. Yeah, man, it's like he is who he is. Larry Beck, please help the children and step up to the plate. Don't be like Bert and just step up to the dinner plate. Oh, he's saying Bert does that. I get it, Larry. Yeah, could we use rewriting? Old Henrik Rønne. He's a straight German. What time is it? Oh, fucking 5:15. That's the fattest man I've ever seen. Stop eating, evil Bert. You are what you eat. David DeFlorentis, stop the madness. I agree. Mickey Mantle, Bert has that low and loose gene. What does that mean? Is that a mom's house thing? Ian Johnson, get better soon, kids. Fuck you, Bert. Yeah, Ian. Nice. Nice message and nice message. Felix Marquez, wow, Bert Chrysler is evil. Thank you, Ari. You're welcome, Felix. Try it out, writes, Burke is worse than 1,000 Hitlers. I mean, 1,000? I'd like to just go with Hitler, but I don't mind 1,000. Lucas Breen. Brent Crystal is my least favorite fat comedian now. Sad to see his fall from the top. And man, Lucas, you're right, but his fall was violent with how much weight was coming down. Chris Kennedy writes, Bert Scheister can no longer keep his jeans high and tight. Yeah, man, you're out of the mom's club. Home Nighau. Wow. Children with no neuropathies, I don't know, are people too, Bert? Yeah, he doesn't respect them. He doesn't respect the children. Ethan Becker, Brent Crunchler is totally whack. Agreed. Thomas Shawavar, Ari Shafir is doing God's work. Well, I appreciate that. I would say, though, that I'm better than God. Tim Hill, Bart Crawler is a fat slop who would rather spend his piles of money on Michael Phelps' used Speedos than give it to sick children. He also kicks puppies. Damn, I didn't know that. Dogs in Our World, right? Listen to the Dogs in Our World podcast. Thanks, sorry, Adam. Oh, fucking self-promoter. Caleb Short. Yay, children. Nay, Bert. Ooh. That's almost poetic. Sarah Neuer. Bert's still fat. Oh, did she come back? Was she on before? Fat Bert McFatty. The machine can't even look down to see his own gearbox. I got you, Bert. Bert's looming liver failure, writes, Bert is doing everything in his power to kill his liver, but I'll be damned if these poor kids suffer another day under his drunk, tyrannical rule. Thanks for your donation, Bert's looming liver failure. Small children with neuropathy writes, Mama says we have to contribute to our own charity because the evil fat man won't stop buying Tito's. Oh, funny. Good fucking nice. Way to be creative. Ned Holness writes, for the DTDs, I wish I could have donated less. Well, great bit, Ned. Ryan Sherburn. I know what Ned Holness is. Ryan Sherburne, think about the children. He's not thinking about the children. Brian G., my motivation for donating to this cause is more to say that Bert sucks rather than supporting dying children. Either way, I still feel pretty good about it. Hey, man, whatever the reason that gets you there, these kids are happy now because of you, not happy because of Bert. Sean McLeod, there was once a boy named Bert got famous and Bert. There was once a boy named Bert got famous and rose from the dirt. He lied about the kids like a piece of shit that he was, and now he won't put on his shirt. Oh, fucking nice poem. Ryan Stewart. Good stuff, Ari. Haha. I will give a bit to help out. I still love you, Bert, but I want to see you get healthy, man. Yeah, good luck with that. Drew Talcott. Bert sucks. Ernie is better. I might be missing the point. Shinkang Downblows. R.I.P. Steve Renazzisi. Blah, blah, blah. Heck. Andrew Shaw. Bert makes me sick. I'm going to help out these little kids so we can carry on being cold. Bloodied big shot. God, how many more of these? Okay, not many. Mike Whitaker. Hopefully, rotund comic and Bette Welcher. Bert learns the errors of his ways before he eventually dies from obesity and orphans his children. Making them as sad as the sick children of Children's Hospital, L.A., that he has let down and betrayed. You're right, Mac. He has betrayed them, Mike. Four Stroke Gang writes, Burnt needs to ride some bikes. That's a podcast reference, I guess. LL writes, I'm training for a marathon, and then writes some cool fucking shit on there. Like, it looks like Asian writing. Asian emoji writing. Hey, Hitler writes, Burnt had a special come out on Netflix, and he donated nothing. Yeah, Hitler, you're right. You're right again. Harrison Adams, the new Welch of Bernd Kreisler. Man, I wish nobody was a Welch, but unfortunately it is Bert. Scott Galloway, yes. And then post a picture of the food. Mike Baptiste, that's terrible, Bert. Yeah, it is, man. Justin Taylor writes, I guess the machine is powered by tears of silk children. Ouch. Jennifer writes, thank you, Anna Ferris, unqualified, for bringing this to light. Tampa Proud. Okay. James Clyde, Bert is fat like me. And he's got weird stretch marks. Peter Olden, Bertie is fat. Oh, I'm so close to dying. Derek Bradley writes, Bert doesn't care about dying children, but I do as you're fat. Oh, wait, but I do. P.S. Bert, you're fat. Well said, Derek Bradley. And the final comments, one happened 11 days ago. Michael Stein, sober October. What a fucking lame last comment. Michael Stein gave here. Oh, yeah, he did. $10. All right, guys. Well, I hope you can be the one that sends this campaign over the top and gets that $10,000 to Children's Hospital. I really hope you're the ones. All right. You guys, I'm not doing that fucking weak-ass workout anymore. I'm actually using this month to try to get in shape as best I can. It'll be hard when I'm in L.A. and Phoenix, but I'll do a little bit of work, and I'll just keep working hard. It was one of my resolutions anyway. It's not about the points. But the points on the inside. And those guys, they're honorless. So thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. I hope to see you next week. Goodbye from Ari Shaffir, Skeptic Tank, episode 338.